Hello and welcome to the France 24 interview. Our guest today is Ilya Ponomarev. He is a former member of the Russian parliament who lives in exile in Ukraine, and he is now the political representative of the Freedom of Russia Legion, a paramilitary group of Russian volunteers, which has been involved in a military raid across the Russian border this last few days. He joins us from Kiev. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Hello.
So earlier this week, your group, alongside the so-called Russian Volunteer Corps, claimed that it had liberated several villages and areas in the Belgorod region. And the Russians are claiming that those forces have been crushed, 70 at least of its fighters killed, and the attackers repelled. What is the situation right now?
As far as several hours from now, I think that one of our main achievements, not the main achievement, was that we had nobody killed in action from our side, and I think it's very important. We didn't lose a single soldier, yes, indeed, it's a joint operation between the Legion, Freedom of Russia, and Russian Volunteer Corps, and they right now controlling already more than 40 kilometers wide stripe alongside the Russian-Ukrainian border and are advancing inside Russian territory.
So you're saying what Russia is claiming, that they have crushed this offensive, is absolutely wrong, that on the contrary, those forces are making progress inside Russian territory?
Exactly. And they totally staged and faked information about their successes. They put some other armored vehicles and made a video of them. But it was very quickly revealed by our guys that the painting on those vehicles was all wrong, that we are using the different type of camouflage. So it's not our vehicles. Where did they take them from? We don't know. But so it's all, movies, cartoons that Russian propaganda so likes to produce these days.
How many troops are there inside Russia from your group and the other group? And what is the goal of the operation? If you're saying you're making progress, I assume you have an objective, a military objective.
We do not disclose the number of people and their equipment. I can say just altogether, the Legion is made of four battalions and Russian Volunteer Corps is another battalion. So their total capacity is five battalions. A lot of equipment they have captured already there on the ground. In terms of the objective, obviously, the objective is to liberate Russian territory. That's the main objective, and to wave this white, blue and white flag like the one behind me, the flag of free Russia, so that our country starts to get liberated. And this is what we have achieved already. The second thing is to promote the idea of resistance among Russians. Primarily, obviously, armed resistance to get more volunteers to join our ranks, to join the resistance movement, which is right now on the rise in Russia, to inspire Russians to show them that the liberation is near. And thirdly, the objective, obviously, is has a military aspect. Right now, our guys are creating demilitarized zone between Russia and Ukraine. And also, it's a major diversion of military forces from Ukrainian front lines. And that's a significant help towards coming Ukrainian offensive.
Right. But, I mean, you're not telling me that this is the beginning of essentially an attempt to overthrow the regime in Russia. You don't seriously think that those troops are going to make progress, get more support, and head to Moscow, are you?
Eventually, that's the plan. Maybe not this very time, but I think that the ultimate attempt to overthrow Russian regime was started by Vladimir Putin in February 2022 when he attacked Ukraine. That was the final countdown that he has initiated. And yes, at the end of the day, it would end with just one outcome. Our guys would be in Moscow and Putin will not be in Kremlin.
The Kremlin, you just mentioned, the spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, described the attackers as, quote-unquote, Ukrainian militants, saboteurs. Ukraine denies its involvement, but obviously those volunteers, quote-unquote, have been trained, equipped by Ukraine, and they must have received a green light from Ukraine to launch this operation.
Green light, obviously, yes, because both the troops, they are part of Ukrainian military. They are part of the International Legion, which is in turn is part of Ukrainian military structure, armed forces. But one thing is the green light. Another thing is organizing assistance and steering the operation. None of this has happened. Not a single Ukrainian soldier has entered Russian soil. It's a totally autonomous operation by Russians inside Russia. And that's why they are not bound by any obligations that Ukraine is taking in front of international community. We came to liberate our land.
Right. You also have claimed to have been in touch with members of another group known as the National Republican Army as they were plotting targeted killings inside Russia. One last August killing Darya Dugina, the daughter of Alexander Dugin, one of the ideologues of the regime. Another more recently killing a prominent military blogger, Vladin Tatarsky. Do you agree with those targeted killings? Because Russia claims that you're promoting terrorists. You're proving them that it's true.
No, the other way around. We are conducting a counter-terrorism operation. The terrorist state is Russia. Vladimir Putin came to power because he organized terrorist attacks on the civilian residential buildings in Moscow and in other cities of Russia. He is systematically harassing and murdering his political opponents, as we very well know. Right now, he is terrorizing Ukraine, and he has officially been recognized by international community as the leader of terrorist state, and he himself is a wanted criminal by international court in The Hague. So what we are doing, we are attacking the key people of this regime. It's key ideologists, it's key propagandists, it's key organizers, it's key financiers, it's key government officers, it's key military personnel. And it's a war, and that's the only way how the war can be conducted. At the same time, we are obeying all the international regulations. Like Geneva Convention on how the war can be conducted. And nobody is targeting any civilians during those attacks. None of them was ever hurt. Even during this operation in Belgorod region, not a single civilian was hurt despite all the risks that are associated with military activities. That's what Russian resistance is doing. And I am happy that I can help them somehow, despite that I'm not able to take part in the planning of those operations or conducting those operations,
but you support them
any way I could. It's the right thing to do. Right. That's what all honest Russians should do.
Right. What about the drone attack on the Kremlin? Was it just made up or was it a true attack?
No, it was made up. It was a real attack, obviously. There were two hits. It was recorded on the videos. They resulted in canceling of the military parade in Moscow on the 9th of May, downsizing of this parade, just, one single tank that was produced in 1940 was presented, and Putin had to take hostages with him on the tribune to protect himself. So I think it was a very effective attack, and obviously it was also conducted by Russian resistance.
Right. Last issue, Evgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, he's been talking a lot, in Bakhmut during this dreadful battle, but also challenging the Russian leadership. Even there were reports that he was in touch with the Ukrainian authorities. What exactly is he doing? Is he a puppet of Vladimir Putin, or maybe a rival, and as such, an indication that the regime might not be as strong as it claims?
He's Vladimir Putin's servant. That's to be exact who he is. And he's a business person. He's making money. And he doesn't want to go to hell and die with Vladimir Putin. He is a clever man. He understands what's going on, and he understands the real situation on the ground, in the military, in the security establishment. So I think that his objective right now is to get kicked out of the fighting. He wants to resign. He wants to be able to divert his attention back to Africa, where he is making money by providing military services for local tycoons and different conspicuous persons. But at the same time, he wants to live as the person who was victorious so that he can anytime return if the situation changes.
Right. Well, this begs my last question. If he is the person you describe him to be, could he be a potential ally of the resistance that you're trying to organize from Kiev?
No, I don't think so. He's too dirty. He is dirty. His hands are covered in blood. And most importantly is that his motivation is not about changing Russia. His motivation is about making money. And the exact objective of our activities is to get rid of such people like him. No, I don't think that he would be a factor of the change at all. I think that by the time when we'll be in Moscow, he would be somewhere in Africa or in Asia. And then it would be a long international procedure to extract him out.
Ilya Ponomarev, I want to thank you very much for appearing here on the France 24 interview from Kiev in Ukraine. And thank you all for watching it.